new building under construction in Delano was part office space and part showcase. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, the newest state park shatters the common misconception that Kansas isn't much to look at.
Because you think it's not going to be different when you just have rocks, but this is more than just rocks.
But first, when Hutton decided to build a new headquarters in the Delano District, it wanted it to be more than just a place to house its 50 or so Wichita employees. So the design and construction company's leaders decided, why not build something special?
We thought if we're going to have a new office building, it should really be a showcase of not only our design skills, but our construction skills and all of the materials that we get to work with all over the place.
That's Ben Hutton, the company's CEO.
And so as you walk around our building here, you're going to see a lot of different design elements that all come together to really showcase the natural materials that we use in construction.
One of the materials Hutton is showcasing in his new two-story headquarters is mass timber, which is gaining popularity in the construction field. When you think mass timber, don't think log cabin. Imagine a sleek downtown office building just made with wood as well as steel. The product involves bonding and compressing multiple layers of wood to create large panels, beams, and columns. The first mass timber building was erected in Montana in 2011. The New York Times says there are now nearly 1,000 such buildings either completed or under construction in the U.S. The Hutton building is thought to be the first mass timber structure in Kansas.
So we like the mass timber structure for a couple different reasons. One, from an environmental standpoint, it's very friendly to our earth. And so as a construction industry, that's something that we have to be aware of and have to get better at. And so that's one benefit. Another benefit is it's just beautiful.
Hutton broke ground on its new headquarters in 2019, well before the pandemic began, and well before companies started using office space differently, with employees working remotely and meetings conducted on Zoom. But Ben Hutton says his company was already exploring different ways to work when planning its new building. Hutton officials visited businesses across the country that were using forward-thinking office designs.
And what we learned from those trips is what we've built this building around. And those trends were flexibility for employees to work in multiple spaces, flexibility for people to work remotely, so technology that supports that. And as it turns out, those same trends that we designed our building around a year and a half ago when we first started this adventure are the same things that actually are going to make office buildings great post-pandemic.
Hutton says the company hopes to leave its current building on Southwest Street and move into its new home, just north of the Delano Clock Tower, in December. Until then, he remains in the odd position of being a customer of his own company.
So yeah, we are building this building for ourselves. I will tell you, I am a pretty tough client. My teammates around me may have become weary of my changes, but we're going to be here a long time and we want to make sure it's great.
Hutton, by the way, is a financial supporter of KMUW. Ever since I moved here 40 years ago, I've heard the same thing. Western Kansas is empty and flat. And perhaps it seems that way when you're racing along I-70. But if you venture off the interstate, there are some surprising places that defy that stubborn Kansas stereotype. In this month's Hidden Kansas, KMUW's Lou Ann Stevens explores one of those places, our newest state park.
Little Jerusalem Badlands State Park is about 30 miles south of Oakley in northwest Kansas. You can drop by any time during daylight hours without an appointment. But if you want to get off the trails, and you do, you'll need to be part of a tour.
So, welcome to Little Jerusalem, everyone.
I joined guide Sarah K. Carroll and about 15 other adventurers for a hike down into the rocks that are the star attraction of Little Jerusalem.
We're going to go off trail here, and you do not have to follow my exact path.
We formed a single line and stepped carefully down a steep hill. The change of perspective is surprising. The chalk cliffs soar above in odd, rugged shapes evidence of the former inland sea and millions of years of erosion from wind, sun, and rarely rain.
If we're lucky, we might see a coach whip. Anybody know what a coach whip is?
It's a snake.
I say if we're lucky because I like snakes.
You can also find fossils, part of a giant mosasaur, an aquatic reptile that lived about 80 million years ago, and giant clams, 3 to 4 feet across.
And once these are exposed, they immediately start to break up. They just do not weather well.
Erosion causes other changes in the rocks. New cracks or pockets form, homes for birds and lizards. Other times, part of the cliff breaks off, forming an arch you can walk through or stand in to pose for a picture, which about half of the group did, including us. It's hard to know where to look.
Do I look up? Do I look down? If I look up, I will fall because I'm not looking down.
After exploring more than 2 hours, there was still more to see, but we were out of time. We climbed out of the rocks, emerging about a mile from the parking lot on the second trail. All of us looked tired, but with big, big smiles. Melanie Cavender is an avid hiker from Kansas City.
I loved it, and I was thinking it would be a one and done. It's not a one and done.
The rocks change, erosion again, and there are new things to see every time you visit. Guide Sarah K. Carroll tries to take a different route into the rocks with each tour to provide variety for repeat visitors.
So I want to try to make our tours fun and interesting and captivating, informational, educational, so that it lights them up to want to learn more about other areas that Kansas has to offer.
To paraphrase Jacques Cousteau, people love what they know and protect what they love.
For photos from Lou's trip to Little Jerusalem Badlands State Park, go to KMUW.org. And one last thing. Now is the winter of our discontent. After a dreadful spring, summer, and fall, thanks to the coronavirus, we get to tackle winter. And with new health restrictions from Sedgwick County, our indoor options, shopping, eating out, catching a show, will be severely limited. So where does that leave us? You've probably read a lot of tips about how to get through this winter. Take up a hobby, go for a walk outside even if it's cold. All good advice. But it's worth acknowledging that no matter what, this winter will be an especially tough one. Just remember that spring is only 126 days away. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show is produced by Hugo Fan, Nadia Foe, Stephen Basaha, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.